This could go sideways, just saying.
Okay. Welcome back. It's another episode of Afternoon Delight. It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. And boy, do we have a doozy to talk about today. I'm trying to figure out how to relate this back to Auburn. And I guess it would just be like, man, how bad would this suck if it was Auburn? That's about all I can come up with.
But, well, I've got another take on it.
Okay. Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. But we're talking about today Texas Tech quarterback Brennan Sorsby. And I want to make sure right off the top that we're not making fun of addiction. Like, that's not what the goal of this is, but it is kind of, it is wild. He was this record.
Can we restart the pod? I totally thought we were doing something. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
No. I mean, he's busted for gambling.
Yeah.
You know, it's tracked down. He's bet a ton on essentially him winning, which is a argument in and of itself. Like,
or his team winning.
Yeah. And now Texas Tech, who's sunk a ton of money, apparently. I mean, it was somewhere in the neighborhood of $5-6 million was reported to get him there from Cincinnati. Now he's in danger of, I would almost say he's not going to play this year. Like, I almost say he's going to be, he's done. He was under 21 on some of the bets, which is a law violation on top of an SEC violation or an NCAA violation. So, man, you don't have a spring portal now. You sunk millions of dollars in a quarterback, and he's busted for gambling. That is honestly more Auburn than anything. That's more.
That's literally the definition of what could take place at Auburn.
Yeah, yeah.
And the tongue-in-cheek thing of it is, with me, and this is the take that I was going to give you, is now this further lets me know that Auburn never had a chance, because you can't gamble on anything, and we don't have a lottery in the state. So he'd have been totally screwed if he'd have come here. There's no chance he could have continued what he was doing if he'd have come here. So
everybody knows that.
Everybody that's sitting there go, oh, we really had a good chance. I'm telling you now, we never had a chance.
You know what? That's a good point. And if for those that don't know, like, I've told the story that there were some connections with Auburn and Brennan Sorsby, like him possibly coming to Auburn before we got Jackson Arnold. So, yep. Like that, he could have possibly been our quarterback last year. Some things didn't work out. And boy, that would have been clearly a disaster avoided, I guess.
That would have been Jabba of all the Jabba.
But what you're saying, what's funny is what you're saying is like, no, I guess in reality, he didn't really have a chance because you can't gamble in Alabama.
0% chance of him coming to Auburn when you look back on it.
Hey, Biloxi's not that far. You can go drop a bet. You can be back in a
– I don't think he was physically visiting the casinos. I think this was online and this was
– you can do that.
Yeah.
Still. You can still do that. You just got to be creative.
He was good. You got to be creative. And so – listen, we're talking about this tongue in cheek, but no kidding. This could be the start of something much bigger in college sports. And the reason I say that is I will tell you this. There are certain high schools around the state of Alabama. There are bookies on campus.
Say that one more time.
There are certain high schools in the state of Alabama.
Okay.
That there are bookies on campus.
Tell me what you mean by that.
Teenage bookies that have been taught how to book, how to bet, how to funnel money. And there are players, high school players, that are doing this. And they're getting either addicted or used to it where they can do this when they go to college. And I don't know where he went to high school. I don't know if that was a problem there. But I have got a very credible source that has told me.
Are they betting on high school sports, or are they just betting on college sports and they're just being a bookie in high school?
They're being a bookie in high school, and you bet.
Okay, yeah, I've definitely heard of that. That's been going on for years.
Yeah.
We know one. We have a mutual friend that I know that was one.
But that mutual friend's not a high school student. These are guys on campus.
He was in high school.
Yes, yes. Okay, you're going to go too far. People are gonna put the stuff together here. So not there.
They're going to die in a Rossini and Mike Vrabel us and figure out who it is.
they're going to have people following us. The cameras, the PIs are going to be following us, wondering who we're hanging out with. But no, it is a real thing. And so does this shock me in the least bit? No, because if he went to a rather large high school and had this availability when he was in high school to do it, why not continuing it when you go to college? Find you a bookie in college. Continue to do what you're doing now.
And this, how did he get busted? How did he get busted?
Oh, I'm sure people talked at some point in time. You know what happened? As soon as he decided to go to Texas Tech, somebody from Cincinnati ratted him out. That's how he got busted.
That's typically how those things do work out. Somebody, but I mean, Pete Thamel broke it. I'm trying to find a discovery of Sorsby making thousands of online bets on a variety of sports via a gambling app.
/ he was trying to use a different name, but they've all, like, somebody still ratted on him because he was smart enough to not use his own friggin' name. He used another name. So somebody ratted him out. Like, somebody said, hey, he's doing this under Mark Knopfler. So you just go check that out and see what he, you know, see, check out the betting history of Mark Knopfler. You can, you know, get it subpoenaed from the betting. Because I will say the betting apps are so afraid of getting in trouble, they will comply with law in a heartbeat. So all somebody had to do was reach out from.
And they will ratatouille.
They will ratatouille. They don't need, as the guy from, I heard a speech from the guy from, what is the DraftKings?
Yeah.
The DraftKings, and somebody questioned him on it and said, well, how do you keep these high school kids from doing it? He said, because we will tell on them in a heartbeat. And they were like, what do you mean? He goes, I don't need to get kicked out of a state for somebody betting illegally. So as soon as it gets brought to our attention, we will tell on a kid or parents in a heartbeat if anybody asks us about it. So, yeah, all that. When you sign up for one of those apps, Kyle, all that small print down there, you just agreed that they can sell your soul to the law if they ever get questioned about you. So, yeah. And when he gave that speech, I was like, you know, that makes sense because it had cost them millions if they got kicked out of a state for allowing underage betting or illegal betting. So they got too many assets to allow some kid to do it or to allow parents to do it illegally. So they'll turn you in a heart. So that's what happened. Somebody from Cincinnati threw a flare up after he left and said, hey, y'all ought to check out his gambling history. And they were like, well, his name's not on any gambling history.
Hey, Ben, you may be all over this. Let me read this. His transfer from Cincinnati has been controversial as the school sued him for $1 million for breach of contract in late February after he left Texas Tech. Sorsby's attorneys filed a motion later Monday to dismiss Cincinnati's lawsuit, claiming the $1 million penalty for leaving is unlawful under Ohio law. Hold on a second. Okay, so let's do this timeline.
Okay.
Sorsby's attorney filed a motion Monday. Okay?
Yep.
Today is Tuesday. Okay, and all this broke yesterday. So there, you may be all over this.
Yeah.
You may be all over this.
No brainer.
So Cincinnati's trying to, you know, recoup $1 million from the contract. They got a little birdie whistling about some stuff he did while he was at Indiana, where he did actually bet on his own team while he was redshirted to win, which I don't think that should be. To me, you want to have a sidebar for a second? Let's have a sidebar and then come back to – actually, let's do a quick ad read. We're going to sidebar, and then we're going to come back to put a bow on this. Before we jump into the sidebar, definitely go check out buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are. If you love the Auburn family, if you're part of the Auburn family, then do business with Auburn people. We're adding new businesses every single day. So check it out. If you own an Auburn, if you're an Auburn fan, Auburn alumni, and you own a business, It's less than a dollar a day, and we're yelling it from the mountaintops every single freaking day. We got 4 daily shows, tons of daily listeners. It's the perfect place. Great deal. Check it out. It's buyauburn.com. Okay, sidebar real quick, and then we'll finish up with the Brendan Sorsby conversation. Should it be illegal? Is it – hold on. Let me think how to phrase this. Is it bad, really that bad if you're betting on your own team to win? That's no different than a golf course every single day, right? Like every single day you go play golf, right? Now, if you're betting on, and to me, it's got to be money line. It can't be spreads.
So let me say this: when you ask that question, let me answer the first part of your question.
Okay.
I'm tired of people equating gambling on your own team to point shaving. That is not the same thing.
It can be point manipulating if you're betting on spreads.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
But if you're betting on your team to win.
Just money line. By 1 point or 100. Doesn't matter. Win by 1 point.
And, you know, because when you look at the point shaving that took place, Auburn's had a little issue with that in the past from the basketball team. But when you look at the point shaving thing where guys are basically throwing games, that's one thing. I know you said manipulating, but I still think even with lines, as long as you're betting on your team to win and that, cause they're giving their effort to cover, you see what I'm saying? I still think that's different than him having 3 wide open receivers and throwing it 3 rows up because
it's definitely different. I still think you can manipulate it. If it's supposed to be like just, hey, I'm going out there.
I said manipulating. I said shaving. Shaving.
Shaving's definitely, I mean, that's definitely bad.
Yeah.
I just think you can do what's the opposite of shaving?
Yeah. Well, inflating. When they lump them in, you know, the inflating. I mean, if the line's, 18.5 and your quarterback, your coach calls a running play and your quarterback
calls an audible and is like, we're going deep.
Pulls a Rudy and throws it deep. So not so Rudy can come in and play, but because you want to get that number up so you can hit your line. Yeah, I get that, that being something. But if it's a money line bet, please don't put money, just a win-loss bet versus – I don't know, not just shaving, but spreads as well as any sort of prop bets. I mean, if you're betting that a guy's going to go over 100 yards, and like we said, if he's betting prop bets, he's going to go over 100 yards and he's at 98, a screen pass is coming, buddy.
hey, coach, I got to go in one more drive. Let me play one more drive. Yeah,
give me one more drive.
I'll give you half. I mean, see what I'm saying? That's where it gets fishy. If it's just we're going to win, so I'm going to go bet. I know we're going to win. I'm going to make sure we win. I'm going to do everything I can to win. I'm going to go put $1,000 on the game that we're going to win. It may only pay out $100. We may be heavy favorites, but that doesn't seem to be as dishonest about the game.
Also on the sidebar, what about you just said when they claim he's redshirt? He's not even on the field. He's got nothing to do with it. Yeah, he's on the team. I get it. But he's got zero control of the outcome of that game. He's just betting on a win-loss.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things where people are going to say that's a slippery slope. And, maybe there is maybe there's an argument there. But it's crazy. All right, now back to the conversation we're having.
Yeah.
Where were we? I've completely lost. I think we were talking about Cincinnati throwing them under the bus. Let's do it this way. Let's talk about it this way. How are you this is the crazy thing about the portal. Think about this, okay, and how you'd feel as an Auburn fan. Let's take Byron Brown, and I want to make sure everybody understands there's absolutely nothing accused of Byron Brown. This is strictly a – analogy. What is it called when you just
this is a random scenario.
Yeah. You bring in Byron Brown, you're fired up. He's one of the top portal quarterbacks. He was one of the top portal quarterbacks available. You pay him a ton of money, and then something like this were to happen, and now you're looking at, you're rolling, like we're starting the season with Tia, which I think, Tristan Tia, which I think people are excited about his potential in the future, but do you want to go into year one that way? And that is exactly how Texas Tech, that is exactly the scenario Texas Tech's in right now. There's nothing you can do.
If people are worried about the money, I'm like, well, Texas Tech will be able to get out of it because contractually it said he was coming to play. So they're not going to be out the money probably. But the fact that the portal is closed, like they can't get anybody else. So now they're dependent on their number two, love him or hate him. He's going to be your guy come the fall more than likely because of the rules slash laws, because you said he was gambling at some places under the age of 18. Now, let me pose this to you, Kyle.
Yeah.
Why doesn't the NCAA or FAML that did this investigation when he literally got tipped off? So if you knew about the gambling, why didn't you turn him in?
Well,
I mean, he was gambling under their watch as well. If they were tipsters.
No, I mean, there is some validity to that. And then like, do they have to, I don't know how many, if they had any titles or anything at that point in time, like, do they have to vacate things or is there anything along those lines?
Like if he was gambling under your watch, is Cincinnati going to be on the hook for this too? Like it happened, you're supposed to be monitoring this. Why are
thousands of bets via a gambling app?
Why are we finding out about this now? Like we have people dedicated at Auburn to try to research this and make sure some kid is not doing it. I'm sure other programs do too. So,
oh man, I got a hilarious picture. Keep talking.
So, I mean, that's my question: is how far does this spread? Do they punt it? Like, clearly hasn't played a game yet for Texas Tech, so they can't vacate in it. Yeah, I saw that, by the way. That's phenomenal.
It's Brendan Sorsby being driven to therapy with Mike Vrabel and Tiger Woods is driving.
That's awful. Sex therapy, drug therapy, and now gambling therapy all headed to the same place.
It's awful.
I mean, it's
– I shouldn't laugh at that.
You shouldn't, but the story just writes itself. I mean, it's so believable.
So here stuff's just keep coming out. Brendan Sorsby attended Cincinnati Reds games on repeated occasion and placed live wagers on balls and strikes. The bets range anywhere from $2.50 to $1 per pitch. My man was in deep. He was hooked. He was probably making a ton of money though.
If you're of age, Kyle, I don't understand why they're not allowed to gamble on other sports.
It's a strict policy against any type of gambling the NCAA has. Like, you cannot gamble on really any – like, definitely not your own sport, but, like, they don't even want you gambling on any sport.
So, it's a game of chance. So, where do you cross that line? Is it money changing hands? Because, you know, they make bets all the time on – if somebody does this, we don't run sprints today. If somebody does this, we don't do up downs today. If somebody does this, we leave early. What's the line? Is it money exchanging hands? Is it going through a legitimate casino or app or bookie in order to do that?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing too. When you're using those apps, like you have to, you know, if you have a bookie, They'll like give you a line of credit. You know what I mean? Like, so they come after you when you exhaust that line of credit and they want you to pay up. You have to pay up on the front end.
Yeah.
For these gambling apps. So like he's pumping his own cash into these things. Yeah. That is, I mean, he definitely needs to get that looked at.
You know a lot about this.
I mean, everybody that's done it a little bit knows the ins and outs. I am not a gambler, by the way. The most gambling I do is for, you know, $20 here or there on the golf course. I don't sports bet. I don't do DraftKings. I don't do stuff like that. Every time I've ever attempted to do it, I just don't have any luck. So I just, it's just not my thing.
Listen, I'll tell this story real quick. Kyle and I have worked together on another pod as well, and we were actually sponsored by a casino that they – and I told him, I said, let me tell you something. You get into the bourbon late at night and hit that casino. I said, that $200 in free monies that I got went real fast on that craps table.
Gosh, digital craps. You need to go. You need to go check yourself in.
I say, and again, we're kind of taking a tongue-in-cheek approach at this, but I just wonder how big this story can get from a couple of standpoints. Number one, he ain't the only kid doing this, Kyle. How many thousands of athletes are there around the United States? He ain't the only one that got busted. He got busted because Cincinnati ratted on him. That's why he got busted.
They're in the middle of a lawsuit.
Yes. And they're out $1 million. They need their million. They're coming for blood. They're going to go after Texas Tech with deep pockets, and they're going to get him in trouble. And
so, what if part two of this saga is that Cincinnati, again, we're not making a claim. This is like a what if scenario, so don't sue me. What if it was extortion? What if Cincinnati was like, fine, you don't pay back, we may unload the DraftKings history.
Well, here's what Cincinnati needs to worry about. You ready for this?
Yeah.
He wasn't sitting there by himself. There's some teammates involved in that, buddy. Do you think he showed up at the Cincinnati Reds game alone without another teammate with him and made those bets? There's no chance. I mean, if somebody said, oh, Ben, you got caught gambling, you better check all five closest of my friends around me. They're probably involved as well because I'm probably betting with them and talking to them about it. So this could be – Cincinnati may have cooked their own goose here. Like, no kidding. Like, they could have – if they ratted him out, if I'm the NCAA or I'm whatever gambling – you know, the association that handles that kind of stuff, I'm launching an investigation in Cincinnati because he ain't the only player that was doing that in Cincinnati.
Yeah. He's not the only player anywhere. I mean, I think they're all doing it at some level, but a lot of different levels to that conversation, right?
This reminds me of the days where NIL was not legal and the days of the cars and the days of the bag. And you know how many times you and I have had the discussion of, well, the reason they don't get caught is because if Tennessee turns Alabama in, guess who's going to be investigating Tennessee?
Yep.
Cincinnati broke the rule that they tipped him off because they've turned him in. And let me tell you something, he's going to sing like a bird while he's in rehab. And
what goes around comes around.
He's going to say, look, my center was betting with me. My tight end was betting with me. The DBs were right there with me as well, and we were all on the same website, gambling the money away. And they're still playing for Cincinnati, so go after them.
Well, the historic Texas Tech run maybe right off the bat before it barely got started.
They better be glad that they had a nice run in the draft. They had a few guys drafted. So,
yeah, for sure.
And so that could change quickly this year now that they're going to be – Hey, do we test that rule now, Texas Tech? Do they have some kid that their degree's not offered somewhere, so they go and they jump over to
– the ghost transfer?
Yeah, the ghost transfer.
Do we see it may be worth it. It may be – they got so much money, it may be worth it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, do we see that take place with Texas Tech moving forward? It could happen because I don't even know who their number two is.
I think that, and they were talking about him the other day as possibly coming off of injury too. Like it's something.
Right. The hits just keep on coming for him. I mean, goodness gracious.
I hope he gets his help and he gets over his addiction because I think he's a good player and still young, man. He's got a future ahead, but can't.
You think he's really smarter? Like real rehab, or is he going like on vacation somewhere? Like this is to save face that he can play in the fall. This is Texas Tech putting him in somewhere.
Well, you better go somewhere that's like people will give you credit for. Like they're not going to give you a credit if you're going to like the Bahamas to some research facility or some rehab facility. Like if you go somewhere pretty hardcore, they may give you some give you a little bit of grace. But we'll see.
We always talk about how there's nothing to follow in the off season. This will be interesting to follow.
For sure. Guys, thanks for listening. I know it's not 100% Auburn related, but it's pretty wild. Y'all take it easy. We'll be back again tomorrow. We're out of here. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.